This session is part of the Indie Author Fringe Conference, a three times a year author conference fringe to the major publishing fairs London Book Fair, Book Expo America, and Frankfurt Book Fair. The Indie Author Fringe is run under the stewardship of the Alliance of Independent Authors, is organised by writers for writers, and is free to attend. Let's see who's sharing self-publishing insights in this session.
Hello and welcome back. This is the final session from the Alliance of Independent Authors today, which will feature on our Indie Author Fringe on Saturday, to which you are all very welcome to come along. It's an online conference which will include much of what's going on today and lots of other great speakers as well, top self-publishers. It is now my pleasure, however, to introduce you to the fabulous Amy McCracken. Amy is a Renaissance woman, really. I don't think there's anything to do with self-publishing that she can't do. She's a technological whiz, for starters. She is a wonderful formatter. I used her to format some of my own books. And she is all-round self-publishing guru, really. And she runs a fabulous course, which is all about getting your book written and as fast as possible. In 6 months, she said, she can take you from idea to draft. And she can, because she's doing it already for lots of writers. So handing it over to her to tell you how.
Thanks. Okay, first off, the elephant in the room, or at least my personal elephant. I'm terrified to be up here. but I'm here because I know you have a book to write and I know how you can get it written. So I run a program, like Orna said, with a partner. We call it the 6 month novel. It's built to get you from idea to complete first draft in, you guessed it, 6 months. I'm going to talk today about a simple plan for getting that done. It's the same one we use in the program. And also how to set yourself up for success if you don't have us nagging you to stay accountable. So I'd like to introduce myself first so you understand why I'm here. I'm Amy McCracken. I'm a freelance editor and I'm a natural born editor, the type who can't read without catching mistakes. And I'm passionate about and fascinated by all things self-publishing. My partner in the 6 month novel, Charlie Haynes, runs Urban Writers Retreat in London and she's a personal motivator. The 6 month novel was born of the desire of two writers to get our novels written. We met at a residential retreat where one of us said it would be great to have something just like this that's long enough to get a full novel written. The other said, that idea has been percolating in my head for a long time. I've just been waiting for someone to come along and help me do it. So the seed was planted, and now I stand before you, ready to tell you how it works and how you can make it work for yourself. Because anybody can write a novel. You've heard that a million times over from multiple different sources. It just takes a few things to get yourself there. Our system includes why to plan your novel, how you can develop the idea into a coherent plot, and what an effective novel plan needs, writing habits, creating manageable targets and sticking to them, and a brief overview of the self-editing process. In our program, we spend the first month working on plotting. Our writers receive worksheets weekly to fill in and learn about plotting, and by the end of that month, they have a solid plan to work from. We then spend the next 4 months writing, and we don't want our writers to edit while they're writing because we follow the line of thought that the inner critic will only be a hindrance if you don't get that first draft down without interruption. Our 6th month is spent teaching the writers the basic tools needed for self-editing. And we make sure they have a plan for going forward after those 6 months, because the biggest benefit of our program is the personal accountability from Charlie and I, and also a team of writers to work with day in and day out. So today I'm going to talk about how to get you to that first draft, not just the nuts and bolts of planning and writing and editing, but also the how and the difficulties of it all. I've got some techniques to help you figure out what works best for you. And then we also have some handouts and extra resources at our website at sixmonthnovel.com/BEA. So your first month, you're going to spend plotting the novel out. We want you to have a roadmap for those times you get stuck. It's the main reason we push plotting so much. If you already know what the next scene is supposed to be, then you don't have the excuse of not knowing what to write. And plotting lets you play with the idea before you're actually getting words down. If you know the main question you want to answer and what the characters in the story want, then you have a story. And when you get 30,000 words in, if you have a plot, you can simply pick a plot point and write on it. You don't have to rack your brains for what to write about. It's there for the days you can be lazy and just get words on the page. But it can be a creative thing. The worksheets we have for writers allow for a lot of free writing. Simply spending time in your new world, messing with probabilities and possibilities and getting to know those characters. It doesn't have to be a strict formula-driven exercise. It can be as stringent or as free as needed. But we like to do both things. We like to let you wallow in your world for a while, get to know things, and then apply all of those ideas to a formula. So here's our plan for creating a viable plot. First, you'll define the basics of your story. Every story needs characters and a central conflict. Second, you'll get to know those characters, protagonist and antagonist, but any other major characters as well. You can take the time to get to know their personalities and their quirks by taking personality tests with them in mind. Third, you'll get to know your setting. This means the physical world, but also the culture and the time period. And consider government, because whoever is controlling your world has a lot of control over your characters. Fourth, you'll play around with voice and point of view by writing letters to and from your characters. And this is when you want to mess with whether or not you're writing in first person or third person or second person or any variation thereof. You'll try out all of your options before settling on what feels most comfortable, but also what fits your story. And genre can dictate point of view, so take that into account. Also remember, your narrator is not necessarily you. The narrator can be a character all its own. Fifth, you'll get into the technical part of plotting. You'll take some time to learn about different story structure options and choose what fits your situation best. Then start filling in the blanks with what happens in your particular story. I have a couple of things you can look up to learn more about story structure. There's the 8 plot point arc, which is a simple setup for finding major plot points of your story and can be expanded on or left a bit loose for those who don't love plotting. There's the 3-act structure, think plays like Shakespeare. There's the hero's journey, which is a typical adventure story for a hero, hence the name. You can look at superheroes and comic books. There's the beat sheet, which is typically used in film. And actually, movies are a great way to study plot because they fit into 2 hours and they have very distinct beginnings, turning points, endings, well, climaxes, and resolutions. And then we have a very simplified version where we just have fill in the blank of your starting situation, your something that happens, your stepping stones that are repeated as often as necessary, your climax, and your resolution. And yes, it can be that simple, just 5 things. So sixth, you'll brainstorm subplots as their own things. You can meld them together with the main plot later, but you want them to have their own arc. And this goes for second and third storylines as well. Seventh, you'll write your plot points and any subplot points on index cards. And this is where things get visual. You can take those index cards and put them up on the wall, lay them out on the floor, move things around, take things out that don't move the story forward, add in what you might be missing. You can take the time to graph your story and make sure that the tension builds in a great bell curve and figure out if you need to add more tension or more ramping. Eighth, you'll finalize that outline, one that you feel comfortable moving forward with. And it might dwindle a bit near the middle or the end, and that's totally normal because you don't have the full idea coming out. What we typically do with this is in a few months, we'd have you revisit the plot outline and make sure that you're either on track or make changes so that it's following your new storyline and so that you can be good to go through the rest of the writing. We particularly like to use with our writers what we call a comparison novel. This is a story that our writers pick at the beginning of the program that has something in common with their story. We don't want them to pick a plot that's too similar, so they avoid plagiarizing unintentionally, because whatever you take in, you give out. But we want them to choose a book that has something they're looking for. That might be voice, or two storylines, or be the same genre. Because like William Faulkner said, read, read, read. Read everything. Trash, classics, good and bad, and see how they do it. Just like a carpenter who works as an apprentice and studies the master. Read, you'll absorb it. So I want to talk a little bit now about finding your groove. You've developed a plot, but you need to create habits to sustain 4 months of writing, and then editing beyond that. The first thing to do is find time to write. That means evaluating your current schedule and being honest with yourself. Make appointments for your writing. But don't set your goals too high right away. Put writing in your daily life and make them small so you can overachieve. One sentence, one paragraph, one page. And when you overshoot, you'll be so confident and excited that you'll want to sit down and write the next time. Also, you can stop before you get burned out for the exact same reason. If you have something to anticipate, the next scene that you're excited for, you'll be much more motivated to sit down and write. Another thing to try there is consider stopping mid-scene. You can write a few sentences outlining what needs to be happening, and the next time you sit down, you can pick up right where you left off with hopefully the same pace. So here are some of our tips for finding your personal habits. This is figuring out how you work, finding your style. Because just because Stephen King and Neil Gaiman say you should write every day at 7 a.m. doesn't mean that works for everyone. It's a good habit to acquire because it's straightforward, but there are a few ways to find what fits you. Try for 1 week sitting down and writing every day at 7 a.m. See if that works. If it does, great. Or schedule time in your calendar. Literally write it in there. We're constantly telling our writers in the program this, that they need to actually write it in the calendar and actually stick to it as if they were having a meeting with someone else. And there are ways that can help you do that. Things like Google Calendar has a cool goal setting option where it will fit in goals around your current schedule. And there are tons of goal setting apps out there. Try setting a goal of 1 page per day. See how far it gets you. You might get more than 7 pages by the end of the week. Or set a timer and write for that long. You might write longer than it. You can also try finding a song that puts you in the mood for writing and play it before you get started each time. Or find that perfect place where you feel other, where you don't already watch TV and read books and do work, but where it can be specifically for writing. And sometimes that also means you might need to handwrite because your laptop might be too work infused. So go ahead and try that. Making a habit in 21 days is kind of a myth, but there are certainly ways to build habits. There's an article on Forbes outlining Tom Bartow's model. He's a business coach, but the model makes complete sense. It's got 3 phases. The honeymoon phase, when everything is easy and nice, and we all know that, we've got all kinds of writing inspiration and we're ready to get writing. And then there's the fight through phase, when inspiration goes down the drain and you can lose momentum. And I am very used to this phase. I have many documents in my computer that are only 10,000 words long because that's as far as I got. And then you will get into the second nature phase, when you'll hit your groove. But many things can still interrupt that groove. That's why it's constant work to keep a habit formed. And that's why we have everybody in our program, and I would have you guys set goals. When it comes to habits, you need to take a bit of psychology into account. Suppressing bad feelings tends to lead to them overwhelming you. So acknowledge that it's hard, take that in, because then you can let it go. This is definitely better and more healthy than trying to bottle those feelings. It's okay to be terrible at your writing. The job is to write, even if it's gloriously craptastic. That's Charlie's favorite phrase. So there are tons of ways to set goals, and I've included a few documents on the website that will help you. One of them is an Excel sheet for word counts. One of them is a fillable PDF form, so you can set your plot points as your writing sessions. And because you plotted extensively, setting goals can be fairly simple. And when you get stuck in the middle of writing, you can just look at that plot and pick the next scene to work on. But you do need to consider a few things before setting those goals. Things like whether or not you're writing in order, or if you have two storylines, are you writing one and finishing it, writing the second one and finishing it, and then melding them together later? This also takes into account voice and the characters that will be speaking. All of these are things that you want to consider before beginning, because the less that you have blocking your path, the less likely you are to give up. And then, you know, goals sound fine and dandy, but the issue is actually sticking to them. So we do have some ways to keep you sticking to those goals besides having found what actually fits you, what habit is perfect for you. So you'll spend some more time finding an incentive that works best for you. That might be a calendar printed on your wall with a gold star sticker for every writing session. That's one of Charlie's favorites. Honestly, you can think of it like potty training a two-year-old. What makes you giddy and excited? Do you want an M&M for every 1,000 words that you write? Accountability is another big thing. It can be something as simple as sending an email to a friend every time you start writing with what you'll accomplish during that session. They don't even have to write back, because usually it's just the idea that someone is keeping after you that spurs you on. Or it can be as difficult as giving your favorite sweater to a friend and saying they can't give it back until you've proven you've written a manuscript. This is why in our program we have our writers check in weekly on our forum, and we chase after them if we don't hear. We want to know even if things are bad, because then we can help them get over whatever's going on. So also consider finding a writing community to help you along, or search for the perfect friend to keep you accountable. It'll need to be a person that's tough enough to push you, but sweet enough to know when to pat you up on the back and bring you sympathy cake. One other thing, deadlines. They're incredible, magical things. So set deadlines, tell someone about them, and utilize them like you're a college student the night before finals. Another thing to consider is setting the goals and spending the time to make them. If you set up your full 4 months and then something 2 months in comes in and doesn't allow you to keep writing the way you were writing, that's an issue. So we have our writers block out their full 4 months, but we have them revisit every month to make sure there's no events getting in the way of their writing, and to make sure that their habit is still working, that they're not running into a wall with their writing. So plan out long term, but revisit them every once in a while so you can stick to them, so that's not something else in your way. In theory, after all of that pre-writing work, you've set yourself up for success. That means you can spend 4 months writing. Your path is clear, Oz is visible, you're ready to tackle the project. And remember, this is a first draft. There's nothing perfect about it. But as Ernest Hemingway said, the hard part about writing a novel is finishing it. So you're going to apply all of this, take your plot, your new habits, your new goals, and sit down and write for 4 months. You'll break up your complete manuscript into manageable pieces for each day or week and sit down and do it. When you do get to the point of editing, when you have your first draft on the page, my two main editing tips are this. First, let the manuscript rest. Let things percolate. Get some space. Because if you let your mind wander to other things, you'll come back with a fresh perspective. And second, read it out loud. This is great for typos and grammar mistakes, but this also helps incredibly with cadence and flow. When you're reading silently, your mind fills in holes that you didn't intend to come through on your writing. But reading out loud forces you to slow down and really, really read what you've written. So at this point, you might be feeling overwhelmed. I've given you a ton of information, and it seems like a big task. But you can write a book in 6 months. We've seen it done. Our collective total after 3 sessions is well over 1 million words from our writers. We even have serial writers who've come back to do it all over again. It works. I've seen it. The 6-month novel program can make it even easier simply by adding personal accountability from Charlie and I. We also have the added benefits of structure and a community of writers to act as your sounding board. But if you have the gumption and the fortitude to forge ahead on your own, it can be done. With some serious planning, a plot, exploring your personal writing habits, and focusing on goals, you can write a book in 6 months. It doesn't have to be a painful process as long as you're prepared.
You've been listening to another great session brought to you by the Indie Author Fringe and the Alliance of Independent Authors, Ally. You can find out more about both by visiting Ally's Self-Publishing Advice Center, www.selfpublishingadvice.org. Now, go write and publish.